The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus summoned the 12, began to send them out two by two, gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the foundations for one of the sacraments that's probably least understood you have in the Gospel today, and it's the anointing of the sick. It used to be called extreme unction. As we see our Lord, who is the Son of God, he's sending the apostles out. And if you paid attention, it's a short passage, but there's a lot there. The apostles, they're preaching, they're teaching, they're casting out devils, but also they're healing the sick. And they're healing the sick by anointing them with oil. So this is one of the passages that the church uses to give the foundation, at least for the matter of the sacrament. Another passage would be found in James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Maybe you know James chapter 5, in which you hear these words: "Is there anyone sick among you? Call the elders," namely us, or the elders, or the presbyters, "and have them lay their hands upon the sick, anointing them with oil, and they will be healed." That's taken from James chapter 5. So there are two references. The apostles going out and anointing with oil, and St. James calling us to call the presbyters of elders when you're sick. Okay, this sacrament, this is one of the two sacraments of healing. The other sacrament of healing would be that of confession. By going to confession, you're healed of your moral wounds. Now, maybe some of you have actually received the anointing of the sick. Have any of you? So have I. Okay. You received the anointing of the sick. It can be received under various circumstances. Not if you have, like I have now, a cold. Or you're sneezing, you got a headache, you got a stomach ache. No, that doesn't cut the cake. You have to be very sick. Very sick. Or because of old age, your health is very fragile. Also, this maybe you don't know. If you're going to have a surgical operation, or is they're going to give you anesthesia, you can receive the anointing of the sick. Did you know that? it's good to know that. So you can have a surgical operation. You should receive this sacrament before. There's actually a prayer in which you pray for the doctors, that they would be guided. They'd be guided in their competency as doctors in the operation. Now, where, how was this sacrament administered? Okay, the priest places his hands on the head of the person, and he prays in silence. Then he takes the oil for the anointing of the sick, and he anoints the forehead, then anoints the hands. Okay, this is a really trivia question. Let's see how sharp you are. If a priest anoints you, or a priest anoints another priest, is it done the same? Where will you be anointed? Where will we be anointed? Why? Because our hands were already anointed by the bishop. So the priest has the anointing of the hands on the other side. Learn something new, huh? These hands, they're already anointed. Mine were anointed by John Paul II. Okay? Now the old rite before Vatican II, and it still can be done, you can anoint the forehead, you can anoint the eyes, you can anoint the ears, you can anoint the lips, you can anoint the feet. In other words, your whole body can be anointed. I really like that. Now I'd like to maybe go back and get one of these older texts because it's optional. Why? All those are the gateways by which we can commit sins. So by receiving that, you're being purified. Your mind, your eyes, your lips, your hands, your feet are being anointed, being purified, so that when you die, you go before the Lord with a clean slate. Beautiful, huh? Usually the priest does not do that, often because the priest is going to hospitals and he doesn't have enough time, because that's going to be another 5 minutes. But the symbolic meaning of that is very beautiful. Now let him maybe go back and get an old missal where you have those different blessings, and I haven't done it yet, but there's probably a specific prayer, your eyes, your mind, your ears, because those are the gateways by which we commit sins. Okay, let's talk now about, can this sacrament be received more than once? What do you think? Okay, under what condition? Okay, I'll give you an example. I anoint you, and after I anoint you, within 24 hours, your health really declines. Well, you're really in danger. I can anoint you then within 24 hours if your health is just going down like that. It's good. Maybe read Canon of Law, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. This is a segment where people don't understand. Remember, I was just a priest for a couple of months. I was in Argentina visiting hospitals there. And I came in my religious habit. And the relatives of the people saw me and they almost had a heart attack. Really? And they actually told me, you're going to visit a relative, you take that habit off. Because if you go in there, you're going to scare them to death. You'd be surprised how many people have that superstitious idea that priest comes, then the person's going to die. You know me by now, I like language, I like one-liners, I like to create puns, I like to create one-liners. This is my one-liner for you. Are you listening? Are you? I'm not the undertaker, I'm the upper taker. Amen. I don't work at Forest Lawn, I work at St. Peter Chanel. Yeah. But you'd be surprised how many people that don't have a faith, they see the priest, they feel, it's over now. You know, what are the effects? The effects of these sacraments is very beautiful. Number one is that you unite your sufferings with Jesus on the cross. Beautiful. Number two is you're purified of your sins. Number three, if any of you have ever really suffered very intensely in your life, have you? I have. I think you probably have too. You've gone through a real intense suffering. There could be the temptation to give into despair. Saint Therese, the little flower, was tempted to cut her wrists at the end of her life. The little flower, did you know that? Her suffering was so intense that she was tempted. Obviously she didn't do it. But suffering can be so intense that you could be tempted to give into despair. So that sacrament gives you hope and trust in the power of Jesus Christ. So you see, when you have an elderly relative, it's a great act of charity on your part to bring the priest so that he can receive this wonderful sacrament. Okay, one last idea, then I invite all of you, maybe study this this afternoon, get to know this sacrament and have recourse to it. Okay, this is very important. What would happen if you called me, or Father Craig, or Father Dave, to go to Lakewood Hospital? And your mother is there. Your mother is 95 years old. When I arrive there, your mother is in coma. You hear me? She's totally unconscious. Can I still give the sacrament if someone is unconscious? Right. Okay, good. You know the effect of that? If your mother were to have desired to receive confession, the anointing of the sick forgives the sins. That's huge. That's huge. And your mother, being a good person, would probably want to have received confession, but she couldn't. So my friends, take advantage of all the graces that God gives to you through the church. Amen. So forth. Thank you.